Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And whelmed. Just whelmed. A little bit.
Not too much. Not too little. Just whelmed.
And combobulated as well. I'm not discombobulated. I'm just combobulated.
Not recombobulated.
Not recombobulated. Just combobulated.
Twice?
Yes.
I'm overcombobulated.
Yes, I suffer from combobulation. I am the combobulator. I'm adding that.
If you suffer from combobulation, ask your doctor about...
Side effects may include combobulation, whelmment.
Endorsed by Anthony Fauci.
As growth of a third eye. This is Free Talk Live, in case you're wondering what the heck you're listening to. Free Talk Live is a live call-in radio talk program syndicated nationally, also broadcast over the internet at freetalklive.com, and some satellite stations, so we've got to... we're worldwide.
Nice.
Around
Free Talk Live in space.
In space.
Space. Space.
Very nice. there's a segue in there somewhere.
It's supposed to be.
To our first topic of the evening.
I know. My brain's stuck in space truckers now.
Well,
all
good.
I can see is square hogs.
Good, because the headline, the title of the show tonight is... Octopedes from space.
Space,
space,
space.
That's right. Do you know what an octopedes is?
A what?
Yes.
Octopedes.
I can't even. It's apparently the lesser known but more correct plural of octopus.
So it's not octopods?
No, nor octopi, which is a commonly accepted plural, octopi. But no, it's. What is it?
Octopedes.
Octopedes? It's not octopedes?
I've heard of octopodes.
Yeah, I'm see. Octopodes. O-C-T-O-P-O-D-E-S.
Not octopodes?
Octopodes. Octopodes? I don't know.
Depends on the language.
Well, now you sound way smarter.
Yeah. Octopodes.
Octopodes.
Yes, I was...
So crazy.
I was out on the town with my fellow octopodes. Like, what? You were hanging out with octopi? Yes, that's what I said, isn't it? Anyway, where does this come from? I'm ill-prepared. I'm whelmed and combobulated. This is from Gaia, GAIA.com. Scientific study says octopuses may have come from outer space.
Space, space. I've heard this theory before. Because they're so smart for what we think of them as food.
Yeah, that... I don't know why people think this.
Like, that they're smart?
Well, no, not that they're smart.
They're
no, they're absolutely brilliant.
Okay.
I mean, the poor buggers, unfortunately, don't live very long.
Okay.
Otherwise, they might have taken over the planet by now. Like, they don't work well together, and they don't live very long. Otherwise, like, you know, Cthulhu would be the reigning deity. So, okay.
What's the cartoon with the two green octopus-looking guys that...
The Simpsons?
Simpsons? Yeah. Okay. It's like Gork, and I don't even know. I'm just making stuff up.
I think I remember one of them had a normal name. It was like Peg and
Bill and like
Vote for Zork or whatever.
Yeah. Science fiction often portends scientific discoveries, and now it seems H.P. Lovecraft was ahead of his time when he conceived of the cosmic cephalopod Cthulhu. Okay, maybe Cthulhu doesn't exist, but a new scientific paper proposes that cryogenically preserved squid and octopus eggs may have seeded our planet via interstellar asteroids, inevitably leading to more complex, intelligent life on Earth.
Now, I will grant you that they are really smart and really weird, but I don't know. It always struck me as kind of... I don't know, man. I have a thing about, like, eating what I think might be a sapient creature.
Okay.
It's like, if you can do math, I'm going to not eat your grandpa. How about that?
Now, I have to imagine that there are, as with any species that shows intelligence, different levels, right? Like, even dogs, right? Some dogs are smarter than other dogs, right?
Another thing I don't eat.
So, okay, me either. But I am curious, though, if, like, does the flavor change with the level of intelligence? You know?
Is it, dolphin tuna is much better than regular tuna.
There's no such thing as dolphin tuna. Tuna is a fish in and of itself.
Understood. But there was a push for dolphin-free tuna.
Oh, that's right. That's because the dolphins would get caught in the nets because they weren't long-lining. Okay, I got you. I see where you're coming from. I thought you were conflating two different species.
No.
Yeah, okay. No. And I'm thinking about the restaurant at the end of the universe where they bioengineered a cow that was delicious and wanted to be eaten and could tell you.
Well, right. But it is a curiosity that I have specifically for the octopodes.
Sure.
Octopedes? Octopi? Octogenarians? No, those are old people.
Way too bony.
Yeah, like, octopuses is a right word. It just doesn't sound right.
It doesn't. And I always think back to the James Bond movie, Octopussy.
Yep.
Right? So, yeah. Anyway. Cephalopods, the organisms that include octopuses, squid, and cuttlefish.
All delicious.
Cuttlefish, not cuttlefish. They're not like, oh, yeah, let me hug you.
They got eight arms.
Are strangely intelligent and anomalous animals able to edit their own RNA. I didn't know that. Solve puzzles and short-circuit light bulbs with a carefully directed stream of water. These bizarre invertebrates have baffled scientists and even led some to believe they are sentient creatures. In fact, a recently published New York Times bestselling book makes a strong argument based on some very convincing anecdotal and scientific evidence that cephalopods are intelligent, conscious creatures. This would all seem to make sense when combined with a newly published paper based on the famous theory of panspermia proposed by Cambridge scientists Fred Hoyle and Chandra, what is that, Wickramasinghe? Not going to pronounce that name.
Nayinanajad.
I don't know why anybody can't pronounce it. It's easy. Known as the HW thesis of cosmic biology, the theory posits that space-hardy bacteria, viruses, and organisms originate near the galactic center before hitching rides on comets and subsequently seeding life on rocky places like Earth. Though it sounds far-fetched, there is a precedent most notably seen in tardigrades, the micro animals proven to be capable of surviving in the vacuum of outer space.
Cute little bears.
The tardigrades have shown up in CBS's new soap opera. What's it called? It's a soap opera. In space!
Space!
They're calling it... what is it? Something. It's Star Trek Discovery.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah.
Totally off base with thinking about soap operas.
Oh, CBS, dude.
Okay.
Like, they have totally tainted Star Trek as a show and made it into literally, I don't know what it is about CBS. Everything they touch turns into a crappy soap opera.
Okay.
Like, they don't have original thinking people, or they have management that is just like, hey, I don't care what the show's about. We have to turn it into a crappy soap opera. They use the same sort of positioning of the actors, you know, the same tried and true.
They know their demo.
Know. I'm just like, oh, my gosh.
Just stay away from CBS.
Can you just not ruin Star Trek? That's really what I'm asking, and I know that's a lot to ask, and I am not getting my wish. They've completely ruined Star Trek, in my opinion.
There was a headline within the last couple of months of tardigrades being, like, teleported at some point. Wasn't completely true, but they did it.
Interesting.
Allegedly.
Interesting.
Yeah, I gave up on Star Trek reboots when they destroyed Planet Vulcan. I'm like, okay, yeah, no, we're done. No one's allowed to make Star Trek and me consider it Star Trek ever again. We're done.
Not even J.J. Abrams?
I mean...
I kind of want to say especially not J.J. Okay. Abrams.
Yeah, I really enjoyed the movie series, the last one, the latest three.
The recent one?
Yeah, okay. The most recent Star Trek movie series with the new captain and what's her name, Zoe something or other, Saldana.
Sure.
She was in there and a couple other folks that, you know, have gone on to do things. What's his name? Thor was actually Kirk's dad, whoever that actor is.
Chris Hemsworth?
That's the guy, yeah. Or one of the Hemsworths, anyway, was Captain Kirk's dad in the reboot. So those were good movies. I enjoyed those. But this new Discovery series, it started off all right, first season or so. And then the second season kicked in. I'm like, oh, okay, it's doing all right. Third season kicked in. I'm like, oh, no.
Were you into, like, the below deck or under deck or whatever the...
No, Trek because it's animated. I stay away from animation because I'm of the age that at some point you grew up and stopped watching cartoons.
Nope.
Except for, like, South Park and, like, The Simpsons occasionally.
How old was that? Because I don't think I've hit that yet.
I was, like, 14 or something.
Oh, okay.
Maybe 15.
Well past that.
603-283-6160. Are you an octopus from outer space? We'd love to hear from you. This is Free Talk Live.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
was whelmed and combobulated, but now I'm appointed. That's right. Free Talk Live, where you too can be appointed. You can be appointed as a voice.
Appointed caller number one.
Or two, or three, or five, or I guess I skipped four, but you could be four, I guess, depending on how the calls fall. You have no control over that whatsoever, but it just depends on when you call in at 603-283-6160. I guess we should tell people who the heck is on the air tonight.
Oh, Pickles Mountaineer.
And Richie Rich.
And I'm your host, the Lord, Dr. Reverend, Captain Kickass Buckshot Esquire, if you will.
Should probably give him a star date, too.
Buckshot? Is that because you got appointed?
I went on the Star Trek rant, and I didn't give him the star date.
Didn't give him the star date.
What's wrong with me?
You know, if I start doing star dates, I'm going to use block size.
Stardate 03272022. This is Free Talk Live. Okay, go.
Octopodes? What the hell are those things?
How do they work?
I got to say, though, I mean, if you're going to pick an animal to decide, okay, yeah, that one's from another, like, galaxy or dimension or whatever, I mean, okay, so they have this weird squiggly eye that for the longest time we couldn't figure out, like, how do they see color? Because they definitely see color, and they don't have cones. But no, their weird squiggly eye, like, bends the light at just the right way so that they can, like, figure out what color things are.
Do you think it's more so sea creatures because humans just have less interaction and experience with those?
They are definitely alien to us.
Right.
And it is honestly another world. So, like, if you're like, oh, man, I really wish that we could travel to another planet that had life so I could see, seriously, go scuba diving. It right. really
yeah,
is,
no, it is.
It is exactly like that.
Yeah, when I was a commercial fisherman, we fished for a shark for one of the trips, and I had...
Also delicious.
Also very delicious, yeah. Fresh shark, oh, my gosh, it's so good. It's like a big white fish. Right, we deep fried it, some tartar sauce. Delicious. Anyway, I had a shark jaw, which really couldn't function, but it was basically, I could step through it. I could put it around my entire body. I'm kind of a big dude, right? And that's how big the jaw was. But the shark that we cut it out of, obviously, was a big shark. But it was full of, you know, leftover shark bits, right? Skin and teeth and fat and, you know, and all that kind of stuff. But not the teeth itself.
Shark bits.
So how do you clean that up and make it all shiny and nice? Well, here's what you do. You just take and tie a piece of monofilament to it and drop it down into the water until it hits the bottom, and then you just tie it off to the boat, and you leave it there overnight. You go to bed, get up in the morning, and all the little critters from the floor of the bottom of the ocean will come, and they will have nibbled away and cleaned it all up nice and sparkly like a commercial for toothpaste. Ding!
That's another way of like cleaning an animal skull by leaving it on an...
Yes.
Yeah.
Same principle, different application.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we're comfortable with ants, because we see them all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, but, like, oh, man, the sea is really full of life where it has life.
I prefer ants over uncles.
Aunts. Aunts.
Bet you say autumn instead of fall, too.
Ottoman.
Ottoman Empire.
Ottoman. It's Ottoman. Hmm. That's how it's spelled. It's spelled with the useless letter in there.
Okay, what's pronounced. The month after January?
February. It's got brew okay. in it, dude.
What's the day after Tuesday?
You know I'm a fan of beer.
What's after Tuesday?
Whiskey Wednesday.
Yeah, not Wednesday?
Well, it depends on my mood, right? Sometimes I'll be like, happy Wednesday, everybody, just to, you know, be a jerk? Yeah, that's the word I'm looking for.
Yeah, even Odin worshippers don't call it Wednesday, which is who it was named after.
Wednesday. Wednesday?
Yeah, Wednesday. Wednesday. Yeah, no one says that.
No.
Ever.
It's true.
Kind of like no one puts the N on the end of autumn.
I used to know a girl named Autumn, and so I would pronounce it that
Wait,
way.
She would just to annoy insist her. Insist on it? Oh.
Yeah.
You didn't just call her full?
The other thing, I mean, another girl named Autumn, I didn't do that, but I would... The one Autumn that I first was talking about, she had a sister named Amber, so it was always Amber and Autumn... Right, and then I met this other girl named Autumn, and I called her Amber, and this made her angry. So, yeah, don't pronounce Autumn like I do.
When I started calling winter amber, it was a terrible, terrible thing.
I like amber beer. That's right.
But you don't call it spring beer.
No. Because, well, amber's more attractive. Not that spring isn't pretty.
So calling on, so calling this new autumn that was actually a compliment.
She didn't see it though.
They rarely do when you call them the wrong name.
We've gone off on a tangent.
That we have.
Let's
get back to
circle us back
stuff.
to the tardigrades and the
autopodes.
Autopodes. Yes, thank you.
Which is actually the way you're supposed to say it. Hard as it is for me to believe.
The thesis comes from Hoyle and Wickramasinghe's rejection of the commonly held theory of abiogenesis?
Abiogenesis.
What was yours?
I said it like him, but I pronounced it correct the first time.
You both pronounced it slightly differently.
Yeah, yeah.
He got it wrong the first time.
His was better.
Oh, I see. So he got it wrong.
But he redeemed it the second time.
All right.
Well, he's got first chair. I'm trying to make him feel better. Give him a halfway out.
Not working. Again, I'm combobulated. I'm whelmed. I'm appointed. So, you know, we're just gonna roll with it.
This is you combobulated.
Hard to imagine. I know, but it happens.
You can't even say I am biogenesis.
It's a rejection of the commonly held theory that
Abiogenesis,
or the first origins of life on Earth, spontaneously occurred in the hydrothermal vents in deep-sea trenches. Instead, they argue that a series of evolutionary phases coincide with instances of comets and meteorites raining down on our planet. That makes sense to me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, okay, so life itself originating here, like DNA just starting here, or even like RNA happening to start on Earth. I don't know.
Okay, but why?
It has
to start somewhere.
Right. Well, I mean, it's got to start somewhere, but like, there's only so many planets that have the right environment for that. Like, it's got to have water. It's got to have this like beautiful little Goldilocks zone of temperature. Can't have too much radiation. It's all this stuff. So, I mean, like, I kind of assume it starts here, but like, just life itself starting somewhere else. Eh, maybe.
Okay.
But like, a whole animal. It just so happens to be this nice carbon-based life form that can totally live here.
There are so many, like, weird creatures below the ocean that
that's what we're saying.
Human beings have rarely set eyes upon. So, you know, I'm on board with, like, the dinosaurs and the meteor extinction kind of thing. So it's a historical fact that meteors have crashed into Earth and will crash into Earth again. There's near misses all the time, which is an oxymoron, by the way.
Meteors sent by the Octopodes to wipe out the dinosaurs so that they could run the planet from the ocean.
You heard it here from Rich E. Rich on Free Talk Live. 603-283-6160 is the phone number if you would like to join us. It's the live Sunday night edition.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Ukraine's President Vladimir Zelensky addressing supporters in Washington, D.C.
Russia is trying to defeat the freedom of all people in Europe, of all the people in the world. It tries to show that only crude and cruel force matters.
Russian President Vladimir Putin also spoke. U.S. Ambassador to NATO Julianne Smith is reacting to a comment made by President Biden during a speech in Poland on Saturday, referring to Russian leader Vladimir Putin, saying he cannot remain in power.
What we all agree on is that President Putin cannot be empowered to wage war. He has attacked Ukraine in a premeditated, unprovoked conflict.
She spoke on Fox News. This is USA Radio News. Democratic Senator Amy Klobuchar says Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas should not take part in any cases that involve the January 6th attack on the Capitol.
This is a textbook case for removing him, recusing him from these decisions.
She spoke on ABC's This Week about text messages from Thomas's wife, Jenny, where she supported overturning the 2020 presidential election. Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with Foreign Minister Yair Lapid of Israel and leaders from four Arab countries in Jerusalem to kick off a trip intended to revive Iran nuclear deal negotiations. Talks to finalize the nuclear agreement were paused in recent weeks amid the Russian invasion of Ukraine, but U.S. officials have warned that Iran is just weeks away from being able to produce enough material needed to make a nuclear bomb. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Welcome back. Tuning in, you are... Wait, what am I saying? Things, words, into a microphone.
Things, words, into a microphone?
Things, words, into a microphone.
Wait a minute. I think you're still a little quiet.
Could be.
Maybe really get up on that thing.
A biogenesis.
You know? Thank you. I didn't point at you.
Abiogenesis. Octopodes.
Octopodes. A biogenesis. Cauliflower.
You guys are terrible at this.
You said words.
No, I said the word I was supposed to say.
In any particular order.
For the listeners who are wondering what's going on, Richie Rich during the break said, if you need to say the word...
You got to point at me. Octopodes.
Then just point at me. And if you need to say the word...
Abiogenesis.
Then I point at Peakless Mountaineer. And so I did that, but we screwed it all up.
So
right, here we are.
If you get approached by the octopodes and they tell you, hey, quit telling people what our plans are, quit telling people about our destruction of the dinosaurs, and here's a suitcase full of money, would you tell us how much money's in the suitcase?
Is Satoshi Nakamoto an octopus?
Could be. How fast?
There might be eight of them.
If you had eight podes. Here's the thing. I can be bought, right? I don't know what that price is, but I can be bought for a price. I'll just disappear.
$2.15.
Not happening.
How do these species become more diverse? We're going back to the article now. From retroviruses capable of altering the genetic makeup of the organisms they infect. These retroviruses are the sturdiest part of the argument, as they are one of the cleanest instances of horizontal gene transfer seen in nature. These retroviruses started appearing and evolving in conjunction with the species they infected around the Cambrian explosion 542 million years ago. I remember it like it was yesterday. This was an extinction...
You look amazing for your age.
Thank you. This was an extinction diversification event when unprecedented biological diversity and complexity began on Earth. It was also when retroviruses began to insert genetic material into a number of species. And where do the sentient octopuses come in? That's the part I've been waiting for. I could have skipped all the rest of that. No. Of course, we went on and on about octo... On and on about...
Octopodes.
Thank you.
I don't know. The retrovirus part of it seems like the most reasonable, you know, alien space thingy to me. Like, having a whole octopus that, like, somehow floats here through space,
Saying it's a whole octopus? They didn't say a whole octopus, though.
No, they said DNA from a comet. Like, somehow there was DNA in a comet. It crashed on Earth, and that DNA...
spawned an octopus.
Evolved, spawned, yeah, whatever.
Right, okay.
So what were the octopodes before the virus?
Chicken and egg, man.
They were just topodies. There's only one of them.
Just unitopodies. Around with one single tentacle.
Unitopodies.
They were DNA on a rock.
The paper says that in the past 500 million years of cephalopod evolution, compared to their closest relatives, the more primitive nautiluses and other mollusks, octopuses are light years ahead. Their advanced traits appeared suddenly on the evolutionary scene, suggesting they were likely to have been borrowed from a distant future in terms of terrestrial evolution, or more realistically, from the cosmos at large. Essentially, the paper offers two explanations for this massive leap in cephalopod evolution. Either cryopreserved octopus embryos arrived from space en masse 275 million years ago, or extraterrestrial viruses delivered a suite of genes that hyper-evolved squid into the more advanced octopus.
Maybe the wormhole for time travel is underwater in the depths.
In space! Space!
That's where the wormhole comes. And so the octopodes just travel from outer space through the wormhole in the water and populate the ocean.
See, in the soap opera... Yeah,
write a sci-fi book on that.
In the Star Trek soap opera...
How does the water keep from going through the wormhole, then?
It's like a one-way filter.
Oh, it only lets, like...
Like the COVID mask with a vent on it?
Naturally.
In the Star Trek...
Naturally.
The CBS Star Trek soap opera.
Of course.
They actually use giant space tardigrades to help them travel along the invisible mushroom mycelium network. So they've got that going for them, which is nice.
Proof of concept. There you go.
Yeah, space tardigrades make a lot more sense to me, because why else would you make an animal that's like that? It's like, you're terrible at everything except, you know, living in volcanoes and deep space.
The implication that there is a cosmic gene pool from which intelligent life, including our own species, may have been seeded through cometary bombardment. Ooh, there's a band name. Cometary Bombardment. Metal Deeds.
I bombard people with my commentary.
Commentary, not commentary.
Oh.
We do sort of bombard people with our commentary. That's kind of the job description. If it's not, it should be.
What do you do for a living? I bombard people with commentary.
Yeah. I'm a commentary bombarder.
Bombarder? What do you barter for? Never mind.
Barn
burner?
That's when you write a ripping fast metal song, like a speed metal song. It's just ripping fast and like so fast that like very few people can actually play it. That's a barn burner.
Okay.
Yeah. This theory parallels Terence McKenna's stoned ape hypothesis. Which posits that a sudden doubling of human brain capacity, a jump in human intelligence, and the formation of language some 200,000 years ago was catalyzed by psychedelic plants, man. Particularly psilocybin-containing mushrooms. Wow, it's as if they were listening to me talk and then wrote this paragraph. Weird.
So eat more octopodes and, like, absorb some of their intellect. Ooh. And then you can travel.
No, you got to inject them.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, you were going to say in space.
I was.
Oh, damn it.
Space.
McKenna noted that fungus spores are able to survive eons of drift through space until they find a suitable environment to land.
Yeah, mushrooms are clearly aliens. Like, they're absolutely not. They're not plants. They're not animals. They're just this weird thing that figured out a, like, completely different niche where, like, they have animal cells but totally act like plants.
And the complete ecosystem under the ground.
Yeah. Yeah, like, you get one spore and it just, the only thing it does is create, like, this entire system of tubes and, like...
It's a series of tubes!
I mean, basically, it makes infrastructure. Like, you get one spore, infrastructure, and it just keeps building infrastructure. As soon as you get that second spore, then you get the mushrooms we're familiar with.
There's the government of the plant world.
there's a handful of people listening who are like, he said series of tubes, right, who get that, and then, like, everybody else is like, what the heck?
It's the internet. It's the internet of the plant world.
That's how VPNs were explained to me, so...
Really?
Yeah.
It's not like a dump truck. It's a series of tubes.
And so
we elect these people.
When I first saw that bit about...
Well, they tell us we do.
Like, tubes mean something different to a guitar player because your amplifier has tubes in them. They look like light bulbs, but they are to help give you the wattage and amperage that you need to make that really rockin' guitar sound. And so you do have a series of tubes inside of your tube amplifier. Right?
That's why they call it a tube amplifier.
Right, yeah. And the tubes are, of course, made in Russia. And so now with all the Russian thing going on, tubes are getting harder to come by. Because, like, there's a whole bunch of tube manufacturers, supposedly, or brands, but they're all manufactured in one place in Russia. So, like, it's just that each brand pays a different price to get their specific tubes. Some of them have more stringent criteria. Some of them have less stringent criteria for, you know, how they need to pass QA and that kind of stuff. So I always buy the expensive ones because, well, I want, like, the best, you know. So fortunately, I keep a spare set because I'm that kind of guitar player.
So you're supporting the Russian army then?
So the internet was created by Russian guitars.
That seems...
Russian
guitar amplifier manufacturers.
Oh, okay.
And that's how space travel is possible today.
That's how you're supposed to come back from a break.
Oh, right. I told you I was combobulated, whelmed, and appointed, so...
That's so disappointing now that you know this is what we talk
it's
about.
It's just appointing. It's not disappointing. It's just appointing. Get it right. 603-283-6160. Are you
Combobulated?
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Yeah, you are listening to my favorite radio show in the whole entire world.
And my favorite radio show, too.
What about you, Meekless Mountaineer?
Well, when I'm on there.
Wow.
No ego there. You're listening to Free Talk Live.
Not the Peakless Mountaineer show.
Yeah. Well, you know, well, that's what you say.
I mean, that's what I get for mucking up his name when I said who he was, right? I called you Meekless Mountaineer.
Yeah, I had to balance things back out.
You sure did.
No, I do love this show. I wouldn't be in New Hampshire otherwise.
Well, before we talk more about the show, or at least go on with the show, I do need to tell you that Free Talk Live's video archives have been over on Library for years. Library is an uncensorable, decentralized, blockchain-based media sharing protocol, and we're big fans of that here on Free Talk Live. In 2020, Library launched Odyssey, a video sharing website, to compete directly with YouTube, and it's really taking off now with over 1 million channels, many of whom are disaffected YouTube creators. During YouTube's crackdown for not towing the government line on the COVID stuff, the official Free Talk Live YouTube channel started receiving strikes and could be taken down completely at any moment. Thankfully, Odyssey started offering live streaming, so we're now streaming live every night and posting our video archives permanently to Odyssey. You can watch live or anytime on our Odyssey channel just by visiting video.freetalklive.com. If you want to go all in, you can download the desktop app at lbry.com. And then every video archive you watch, you'll help seed and keep it online forever. Visit video.freetalklive.com. Follow us on Odyssey today. That's video.freetalklive.com.
I love Libri.
You know it's good when the CEO of Libri like uses Odyssey exclusively for his campaign ads.
Well, yeah. So we played his campaign ad, and it took a minute for it to show up on Odyssey. The only one that the host could find
is pretty funny.
Was YouTube. But, I mean, within minutes, it showed up on Odyssey. So, and it is up there now. If you go to Odyssey and search for it, it'll be there.
So he didn't even have to put it up there.
Yeah, somebody
just goes to show.
Somebody else did, yeah.
I mean, hey, the new tech is coming. It's coming along.
All right, we're done talking about the
Octopodes.
And and?
Abiogenesis.
So we're going to move on.
But we finally got it right.
Right. We're moving out on a big note.
Quit while you're ahead, bro.
Exactly.
We're going to move on to something I call rental son.
Oh.
Now, some of you may know that son is sort of the Japanese version of, like, sir, right? It's a distinction for somebody, you know, instead of saying, oh, hello, sir, you say, you know, Richie son or Peakless son, right? That kind of thing.
So we're totally culturally appropriating Japanese culture.
I had to call this guy something, so I call him Rent-a-san. Here's the headline from the Washington Post.
I'm in favor of cultural appropriation.
Okay.
Like, take all of it from every culture, smash it together, and see what works.
I believe culture is appropriate, so yes.
Okay.
The headline from the Washington Post, Rent-a-stranger. This Japanese man makes a living showing up and doing nothing. Tokyo.
Living the dream.
Right? Yeah. A whole bunch of, like, Democrats and liberals are like, what? Really? This is my dream.
Anti-work Reddit is going insane right now. We could have been doing this the whole time.
Before,
what do you do for a living? Nothing.
Not a thing.
Well, he does do something. Before moving out of Tokyo for her new job, Akiri Shirai wanted to eat at her favorite restaurant that she used to visit with her then-husband. There was one issue. She didn't want to be flooded with thoughts about her divorce by going alone. But she didn't feel like inviting a friend and explaining the situation either. So she rented Japan's do-nothing guy, quote-unquote.
The preeminent male in Japan.
Their near-silent lunch lasted about 45 minutes. Shirai ordered her favorite dish and intermittently asked questions. She shared memories of her marriage and showed him a photo from the wedding. He nodded and gave curt answers, sometimes a dry laugh. He never initiated conversation. It was exactly what Shirai wanted. I felt like I was with someone, but at the same time, I felt like I wasn't, since he existed in a way where I didn't have to be attentive of his needs or think about him, said Shirai, age 27. I felt no awkwardness or pressure to speak. It may have been the first time I've eaten in complete silence.
Wait, so I could be getting paid by my relatives for when they're being boring?
Well, I think the idea is to not rent yourself to people you know. It's rent yourself to strangers. Right? It's rent to strangers, sort of his shtick, if you will. For years, there's been a cottage...
G-rated prostitution.
PG-rated. Well, I mean, it is like the least. It's like the least intensive form of an escort.
I don't think that there's any intimacy involved.
That's why it's G-rated.
I would say certainly not, because I mean, his whole job is to do basically nothing.
But in order to be prostitution, there would need to be intimacy involved, right?
I mean, now we're gonna have to get a real definition of prostitution. He's selling his body. Selling a product.
Let's go to the magic rectangle, too, in front of you.
I mean, did she get off by showing him pictures? I would assume not. But, you never know. It is Japan.
Well, for years, there's been a cottage industry in Japan and South Korea of renting strangers to impersonate friends, family members, or other acquaintances as a way to save face at social functions where plus ones are expected. So at the Free Talk Live Christmas party, there's like a plus one, and you know, you're too ashamed of your lack of friends to like bring somebody. You could just rent somebody.
Wasn't there a Kevin Hart movie, like The Best Man or something like that, where he was just the best man at people's weddings? Yeah. Just rent the best man. You don't have a best man, I'm your best man. Doesn't toast and everything.
Of course, Free Talk Live would have to have a Christmas party and invite people to it for any of that to occur.
Except we're going to do a live Christmas show.
We'll
do it live.
It's a series of tubes.
That's a problem. Not all the hosts could be invited to the Christmas party if as long as we're going to be on the air.
Abiogenesis.
Nice. A little pause there. I just want to see if you're paying attention.
You've been trained.
I can only say that when I'm thinking about octopodes.
It's a Pavlovian response.
Pavlov's octopus. but I digress. Over the past 4 years...
When you hear the bell, use the tentacle.
Tentacle. Let's be specific about the word that we're using here. Tentacle.
Tentacles?
Yes. Tentacles. But over the past 4 years, Shoji Morimoto, 38, has built a cult following by offering himself as a warm body who can simply be there, liberating his clients from the social expectations of the spoken and unspoken norms of Japanese society. Morimoto, nicknamed Rental-san, incorporating an horrific has inspired television series, three books, and has drawn international attention through his viral social media posts. Morimoto's gigs have run the gamut. He waited at the finish line of a marathon for a client who wanted to see a familiar face at the end of the race. Someone hired him to sit with them while they finished their thesis because they might slack off working alone. He listens to healthcare workers describe the mental health toll of the pandemic. He charges 10,000 yen, about 85 bucks U.S., per session, and is most frequently hired to accompany people who are at a turning point in life, who want to rewrite traumatic memories or experience a vulnerable moment that they feel uncomfortable sharing with friends or family.
Is that cheaper than a therapist or a priest? Like, how much is that? I mean, you can go to a confessional for free, but how much is a therapist?
I don't know, and it's been a while since I've seen Judas Priest. I heard their tickets were pretty high.
In theory, going to the confessional is part of a package deal where you paid like 10% of your income, so in theory.
In theory, all right.
It's been a while, but I'm told that, you know, 85 bucks is a deal if you're into the, sex work.
Okay.
Especially now.
Anyway, he'll just be there with no judgment and away from your personal space. One woman hired him to accompany her as she filed her divorce papers.
Nice.
He once sat with a client for a hemorrhoid surgery consultation.
Hold my hand while I get this tattoo.
With plenty of graphic photos. Someone hired him for a dramatic farewell as they boarded a bullet train to move from Tokyo to Osaka. He showed up and waved goodbye.
Aw. Such a sweet man.
Such a lonely people.
He's like, yeah, you're paying 85 bucks for this? He's laughing all the way to the bank. Morimoto often finds that his clients don't want to burden people they care about with their needs. I think when people are feeling vulnerable or in their intimate moments, they become more sensitive towards people that are close to them, like how will this be perceived or the kind of actions they will take for them, he said. So I think they want to just reach out to a stranger without any strings attached.
Kind of reminds me of the homeless people that, like, charge to ride so you can take the HOV lane to work. They just ride back and forth on, like, the freeways in California.
Yeah.
Want to get there faster.
603-283-6160. Would you rent yourself out for nothing?
Also, not for nothing.
Also coming up, we'll talk about a jerk. This is Free Talk Live.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.